In just a few hours, Pope Benedict XVI will depart Rome for his first apostolic voyage to Mexico and Cuba. The Holy Father will arrive this afternoon, local time, in the city of Leon, the first stop on a week-long voyage to the Americas that will also take him to the island nation of Cuba. Mexico, the world's second largest Catholic country, is eager to welcome Pope Benedict on his first trip there. James Bleers has been gauging opinion.
Mexico's in the middle of a savage six-year drug war which has claimed more than 50,000 lives. Many, many Mexicans are welcoming the papal visit at this uniquely challenging time and are longing for words of support and guidance to provide them light at the end of a very dark tunnel. Accordingly, security is very tight, including troops as well as federal, state and municipal police. Organisers expect more than 1 million visitors to the central state of Guanajuato, many of whom will attend a giant open-air mass on Sunday. Mexico's population, which is still predominantly young, is looking to the Pope for guidance, hope and wisdom to help tackle a formidable range of issues and problems, the greatest of which is the challenge to law and order from organised crime. Mexico's President Felipe Calderón is due to welcome His Holiness in the city of León. The vast majority of Mexicans are baptized into the Catholic faith, but more and more are failing to attend Mass regularly. It's a challenge which must be addressed during the Pope's three-day stay in the country's predecessor described as always loyal. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.